That'd be interesting. Hands up if you have been a school teacher in your life. There's a few people who have been away. Hands up if you've been to school in your life. Hey, now we're talking. There's been a few people, and so the importance of we who are a bit older, those who are older than 50, one day I might get there, but if I make it in this service, but we know, don't we, how important it is for Christian work to be in school. Scripture was a regular part of the school life in Australia, in New South Wales, I think it's only gotten harder to maintain Scripture in schools, and I do appreciate the fact that we've been able to be involved with COVA since the very start, since 2000, and this is actually the 14th year, we've been involved in schools. And so it's a particular pleasure to be able to invite the workers up here to give a bit of an account of what they're doing, a bit of introduction. There's been a few changes. I'm going to ask Kate first to come up. I'm going to give Kate this. Now this, there's a dear lady here in this church who every month or so gives me this bag of fur fobs and fan tails and minties. And I'd hate to embarrass June by mentioning her name, but I won't do that at all. But this is sort of we don't mind bribery, do we, in school? And so this is just to bribe as many. Thank you. Well, that comes from a teacher. It's a positive reinforcement. You take that. You tell us a bit about. I've primed these guys up a few questions, and are you right?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me here today. My name is Kate, and my husband Mason is sitting over there as well. So Tony, thank you so much for having us. And I started at Blacktown Girls just over 4 weeks ago, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and so I'm pretty new and pretty fresh to Blacktown Girls. And as you can tell, I'm American, and so is my husband. And I came here around 6 years ago to study at Bible College, and did 2 years at Bible College and fell in love with Australia and never left. So me and my husband live here now, and Australia is home. It's pretty cool. I remember when I actually just got involved in a high school near where I lived over in Castle Hill and heard about lunchtime groups and scripture. And coming from America, we don't have anything like this in our schools. To talk about God, you could get in big trouble, you could get expelled, you're not allowed to do it. And so growing up in a public high school and not having these types of experiences, I was blown away at the fact that you could do this, that you could share the gospel, that you can talk about God, that you can share the love of Jesus with the students. And so for me, I was just totally amazed and continued to get involved. And one of my friends who is a chaplain, she really encouraged me to pursue this. And so I thought it was an amazing opportunity, and decided to do a bit of training. And then I ended up applying for this job. And first off, Tash, who's here as well, she's done an incredible job at Blacktown Girls. And so I'm really thankful for what she's already done in the school and has just set up an amazing platform for me. That's a little bit about me. And this is my first youth worker position, so I have a lot to learn. But I'm very thankful for people like Tony and the churches that are so supportive. And I'm just so thankful for this opportunity, and I know that it's what God's called me to do. And I'm thankful for an amazing husband who's very supportive. And so I'm excited to see what God's going to do in Blacktown Girls. I know I just started a couple weeks ago, like I said, and already I've just been overwhelmed with the need in that school. It is an all-girls school. That alone is a big eye-opener. It's such a different culture, and there's so many different religions and backgrounds in that school. So it's very interesting to see the different types of girls that are there and the different needs that is there. And I just know that each one of those girls, more than anything, they just need love, and they need the love of Jesus, and they need people who really believe in them. And so for me, I've been going there the last few weeks just praying that God would just show me how to love these girls and how to speak into their future and show them the love of Jesus. And I know just even talking with the staff, and I mean, it's such a different culture, and so I've just been overwhelmed by everything that's going on, and each day has been so different in that school. And so I'm just taking each day as it comes and just really relying on the Holy Spirit to guide me and to guide me in the conversations I have with each girl, and even with the staff members. I'm in a staff room, ESL staff room, so learning support, and that alone has been an amazing opportunity just to show love and to get to know the ladies there. And so I'm excited for what this following, you know, this term three is going to be about. I'm starting scripture classes for the year 8s and the year 9 girls. That's really exciting, and I'm also helping run the Christian lunchtime group, which is on like every Thursday lunch. So it's really cool to see even that grow. It started off with 7 girls, and already after 5 weeks, we're up to 35 girls, which is pretty cool. So I'm gonna be bringing more of these. But it's really cool just to see how the girls have come together, and they're excited, and I mean, something new and fresh, and so I'm really excited for what this term is about. And I mean, I'm really working alongside a lot of the year 7 and the year 8 girls, the younger ones. They seem to be really open and really wanting to have someone that they can talk with and share with. And I know there's even one girl, and she's in year 8, and she has a pretty hard family life and is feeling quite isolated and has a bit of depression and that kind of thing. But every Thursday we get to meet up, and we just have some laughs, and of course I have some lollies, and we play a game, but then we get into some great conversation. And before school holidays, we got to start talking about God, which is pretty cool. And she's not a Christian, but she has a lot of questions, and that's the exciting part, that these girls, they have questions. They're wanting to know who this God is, who this amazing creator is, and they have such open hearts. And so for me to be in that school is such a blessing and such an honor, and I don't take it lightly. And yeah, I'm very excited for what term 3 has in store. So again, just thank you so much for your support and your prayers. It really does mean a lot. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, Bernie, Mitchell High, come on down.
So as Ben said, my name's Bernie. My husband Dale is here with my daughter Kate, who's 3.5, and my son Elijah, who's 16 months. So life's changed for me. I've been in Mitchell High School now for 7 years, but the last 3.5 years have been quite different for me, having children. That changes things quite a bit. Last year I actually dropped down just to one day of the week because I had my son Elijah. So I did that instead of taking any kind of maternity leave, because with being in the school, if you take a long period of time off, it's just you have to start again almost, and I didn't want to do that because as the other COVID workers know, it takes about 2 to 3 years to really settle in, I think, to school and to find your place, and for the school to know that you're really useful and they don't want to lose you. And so I didn't want to have any time off, but last year was a hard year because you're pretty much just maintaining scripture and a few other key things that I do in school, but there wasn't a lot of time to really build relationships with students and with staff and have that one-on-one discipling and gospel sharing time. So I'm really excited this year that I'm back to 2 days and just again building up to doing that kind of stuff. So it's coming on term 3, and I'm only just getting there with the having time to build relationships and that. So I've been playing catch up really, so exciting to be getting back into it this coming year. For me, something that I found really important in the work that I do in school over this last 7 years is really trying to build a bridge between church and school for the students, for the staff, and for the churches as well. So churches and the school know that it's not Bernie's ministry in Mitchell High School, but it's the Churches of Blacktown's ministry in Mitchell High School. And so I've done a few things to try and get us as churches and church communities involved in the school. We obviously have volunteers come and help with scripture, but we also, my church has started to run a breakfast club there. I like it to be all churches of Blacktown, but I go to a church and I know people there, so it's easier for me to kind of grab volunteers from there. We run a breakfast club and fund that as well on every Wednesday. And the school asked that we didn't just come in and serve the kids breakfast, but that our volunteers would actually eat breakfast with the students, because they wanted them to have some positive adult, you know, role modelling relationships, that kind of stuff. And we love that, because then we get to build relationships with which we can share the gospel in. So that's an exciting thing that we're doing. Also just getting involved in the things that the school does and finding opportunities there. So every second year school runs a thing called Heritage Day. They have a big festival and they have food stalls. And so a couple of times now, my church has got together and run a bit of a Dutch food stall, because we've got a bit of a Dutch background in the church that I go to. And that's really good. The school sees that we just want to get involved with them, and we can do that relationship building stuff as well. So, and that's coming up again on the 26th of July, so quite soon. And we also get involved in other things. The school does an annual knitting day. So the kids get together in the library for about 2 to 3 hours and knit blankets, like squares to make blankets for homeless people. And a lot of the ladies from my church, but also from a couple of other churches in Blacktown, come along and knit with the students and help teach them how to knit and just knit these squares. And that's a really good time of serving the wider community, as well as getting to know the students and build relationships there, so that we can share the gospel with them too. So that's exciting. So if anyone out there can knit and has some time on the 2nd of August to come along on Friday and knit with the students at Mitchell High School, there's a great opportunity there. Just need to bring your own knitting needles and you'll be set. So if you can knit and you want to come along, come and see me today and I can organise that. That'd be great. So just building this bridge between church and school, I think, is really important. And a few weeks ago, that was really highlighted to me. I've been talking to a student for coming on a year now, just about her home life and issues she was having with her parents, as teenagers do. She'd been running away from home a bit as well, and so just talking to her about that and making sure she was making wise choices and that kind of stuff. And a guy from my church came up to me about 4 weeks ago now, I think, and he said that he had gone to get his computer fixed, and he started up a conversation with the computer repairman who was talking about his daughter and how she'd been running away from home, and he was just having some issues with her and was just struggling with what to do and how to treat her. And the guy from my church explained who he was and that he was from a church, and that what I did in Mitchell High School, he found out the girl went to Mitchell High School, and he came to me and asked if I'd been talking to the girl, and I had been. It was the same girl. So just really highlighted for me that if churches and individuals are out there being real in the community and sharing the gospel just through building relationships, and we're doing what we do in the school, it just comes around full circle. So that's really exciting for me to know. I'm working with her, but this guy from my congregation is working with her dad as well. So it's not just a one-sided thing. So that's quite exciting. This next term, I'm hoping that I can get ahead doing some extra stuff. So I'll continue on with the lunchtime group that I've been running every Wednesday. We'll continue on with Breakfast Club, but I also have those key events. I've got two scripture seminars coming up, the Heritage Day and the knitting, all in one term. So that's a bit crazy. And I'm also going to be starting up some things I used to do before going down to one day, so running some self-esteem groups for some girls, and just making lots of opportunities to meet up one-on-one with students and get to know them, build relationships, and most importantly, witness to them and share the gospel to them. So exciting things coming up. Lots to pray for. So if you could pray, that would be excellent.
Hey, come on, babe. This is almost his second home. Good to see him. Good to see Beck, the boys. Hey, hello.
Good morning. Sorry for all the noise down the back there. That's my voice. So I'm Bay, for those that haven't met yet. And I've got my wife, Rebecca, and two boys, Zach, who's nearly four, and Micah, who's coming on too. So they're good fun, a bit of a handful sometimes, but they're cool. We've been well, just battling a bit of illness here and there. Beck's recovering from knee surgery that she had. She's getting better, but we're doing all right. So thanks for you guys praying for us and supporting us. Just going on a little bit back, we've recently, for us, I guess, just over a year, we've become missionaries with Campus Crusade for Christ Australia. So that's still kind of fairly new for us, and trying to figure out how that works, and trying to raise support to be at full-time missionaries status. And so that's been cool, and able to be putting a foot into Evans High School as well as Doonside this year, which has been really exciting. So that's been cool. That's about us. And Doonside has been a busy year. It feels like the end of the year already. We're only halfway through. It was a really busy term too. I ran a boot camp with a few of the other welfare teachers at school. So my role at Doonside is very welfare kind of based, and it's really good that we get to pay a lot of attention to scripture as well. And this last term, ran a boot camp where we took away about 15 of the tougher boys that are harder to work with. And so with a few of the boys' advisors, we took them away and just down to the bush in Campbelltown. And it took us 3 hours to get there, just to try and make them think we're far away. But half an hour down the road, but we took the long way. But we had a good week with those boys, working on some issues of like self-control and working as a team, and just being able to know how to apply yourself at school and stuff. That was a good week. A highlight for me, just to share a bit about stories, was that week, towards the end of the week, we had an idea to run, get all the boys to tell their story in 3 minutes, because we were doing like a theme of challenging fears. So earlier that morning we did the big swing jump over 100 metre cliff. You're swinging out over it. It's pretty scary. It's really cool. The boys did it, and we made everyone do it. And then that night we said, oh, you're going to get up in front of everyone and tell your story. Just 1 minute, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you want. Because all of them, thought, I'll just talk for a minute. But all of them went for at least 4 or 5 minutes. And that was really impacting, and made me cry, inside. I wasn't crying, but I was like, But the boys, just seeing their rough upbringings that they have, some of these boys, only year 8, year 9, who are acting like fathers at home of 4 or 5 kids, with a single mum or with grandma, and some of them sharing how when their dad left home, it was the best time of their life. That's their highlight of their life, was when dad left the house. An abusive person around, or for some people, that's what rocked people. I don't know why my dad left, and it just rocked his world, and he's had to step up. And so it's really challenging just seeing these boys and their stories, and how they've survived with life. It's pretty tough. It's just really felt the need of the community of Doonside, I guess. And there's always a lot to do in welfare and working with these guys, and at the same time, getting a really good opportunity with doing scripture. Thanks for your support with that, and for lending training to us every week for that. It's a big part of it. And Bruce is here today too, is a big part of that ministry. So thanks for that, and for those chocolates and that I'm going to have to start sharing them with Kate. not too happy about that, but it's good, yeah. So thanks for your support. We really feel your support and your prayers. Beck and I are putting out a newsletter about once a term. We'll provide one to the church. If you would like a copy of keeping up to date with what our prayer points and stuff, please come and see me afterwards, and I'll just take your email address or something, or postal address, and I'm happy to send you one. That'd be cool. And with school as well, this term we did run a breakfast club all of last year at Doonside, but it became a bit much because it was run by the staff. They were on a roster, and they said it's too hard to keep doing. So This year we haven't run Breakfast Club, but we still collect a bit of food from the bakeries, and IGA gives us milk and stuff like that, and we've got Parkley Prison that gives us a lot of stuff too. A lot of food, so we're after people that might want to come in. Like Bernie's got a cool thing happening with her local church coming into school to run Breakfast Club. We're looking at doing one day a week, anytime. So the school's kind of asked me, hey, have you got people that you could bring in from outside to help run a Breakfast Club thing? So if there's anyone interested, Tony said that there might be a few of you interested in that, please come and see me. We haven't decided on what date it will run. But if you're available some morning or not morning and you've got a lunch, maybe we could do a lunchtime thing instead. But yeah, please come and see me and we'll talk about what we could be doing just to serve breakfast from one morning to the kids. That would be really cool. Just a quick word about Evans High School. It's been really good that we've been able to get into Evans this year. So very limited time there, but I go in every Monday for a lunchtime group with another local youth worker of a church across the road. And we've been able to run... it's started, you know, nothing's happened there in ICF type stuff or whatever for about 20 years or so. So it's been a really good opportunity just to be there and get seen amongst the school. And we've had about 10 to 15 kids coming along each week. Not all of them are really Christian, but they're just coming along. And one student, so we've got them to introduce themselves, and some were like, yeah, we're, you know, Islanders, we go to church on Sunday with Dad and Mom, and some were, you know, Hillsong, go to youth, whatever. And this one kid's like, nah, I don't really, my parents never take me to church, don't know, but I've got a Bible and I like to read it and I want to learn about Jesus. And so that was really cool, just, you know, this year 8 kid is really keen to find out some truth for himself. So people like that, it's really worth running this group for, just to try and get alongside them and share Jesus with them. So it's been really cool. So thanks again for your support, and we'll be hanging around for a bit if you want to chat or ask questions about anything. But yeah, thank you very much.
Now, I haven't prepped Tash yet for any questions, but it's like you think about, you know, one person as you're coming up, tell us a bit about. So tell us a bit about what the change that's happened, but it's like to hear about one person maybe that sort of has impacted you in your time.
Hi. My name's Tash. I was at Blacktown Girls for 2.5 years, so just finished up just before Kate started there. So the whole process for me, I think, well, when I first started there, I had just finished a psych degree at uni and had no idea what to do and didn't want to keep studying and, yeah, just no plans at all. And then somehow this job just kind of fell into my lap, and it was great. Like, I was going to church with a bunch of people who were working COVID workers, and I had taught scripture a little bit throughout uni as well and helped those guys out. So it was always something that I had kind of had a heart for. Like, I loved young people and the opportunity to work with them and relate to them, but I didn't know what capacity that would be in, and didn't think that that kind of role was really for me, really, I don't think. But yeah, anyway, it happened, and I was there for 2.5 years, and it was an incredible opportunity as well. Like Kate was saying, I think throughout my entire time there, I was just blown away by how much sort of grace I felt like was on me in that position, in terms of, you know, the staff were always willing, they just had open doors to let me just do whatever I wanted and say whatever I wanted, and I just thought that was amazing, the amount of trust that they put in me to speak to these students and build relationships with them. I thought was really incredible, and I just look back and see God's hand over all of that over those years. And yeah, so the process of me leaving was it was an amazing thing of God's timing, where I felt like, so my other job, whilst I was a COVID worker, I was always also working with kids who have autism, so doing an early intervention therapy with young kids. So I was doing both of those for kind of half of my time each, and felt like I really wanted to, like, I was giving 100%, well, I was trying to give 100% to both, and I really loved both. And was just at a point where I thought, okay, well, I need to just be at one place and be able to give 100%, you know, in one place with one set of people. And as soon as I started kind of thinking and praying about that, everything kind of just happened. And my job with those kids was offered to be full-time in a different position and based in one location, because up until then I was driving all around Sydney for that as well. Yeah, and so it all just kind of happened all at once, and then I was kind of unsure about it because I didn't want to leave Blacktown, and you know, was feeling like, okay, I can only leave if I can somehow be sure that the next person is going to just put a lot of passion into it and just love the girls. I think that was kind of the bottom line of how I was feeling. Like, obviously it doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter how it happens. Like, you know, I was super young at the time as well, and I had, you know, no idea what I was doing. Walked in there and was praying that God would be with me. So yeah, that was how I was feeling. But then yeah, the guys were praying about it and had three or four applicants that they really had just felt really good about, and obviously they chose Kate. And I was, yeah, when she came in kind of for orientation at school when I was finishing up, I felt so much peace just about the fact that I knew that she has a heart for these girls, and she loves Jesus, and that is the bottom line of it all. And yeah, I just felt complete peace about just the whole transition. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, so there's a few girls who I'm still in contact with now from school. I do miss being there, and definitely didn't leave lightly, even though it kind of felt like I did in terms of it was a very fast process, but it's something that I was feeling, was really the right timing, God's timing for me. And one student in particular who I'm still in contact with and had a lot to do with throughout school, I think I learnt the most about how to love people through this girl's experience. So she lives in a fairly stable home. Her parents are really loving. And she has a lot of kind of mental health problems and has tried to take her own life a couple of times. And I think just her allowing me to just speak words of life into her was really impacting to me, and the fact that she trusted me when she didn't trust anyone else, you know, like her family had no idea what was going on, and she had, you know, cuts all over her body from self-harm that she'd done, and no one knew. Like, I don't know how she was able to hide it for so long, but nobody knew that was going on. And she's a girl who is a straight-A student and a leader in the school and on a lot of different committees and things like that. So, yeah, it taught me a lot just about life and suffering and just how to love people where they're at and be able to share Jesus in, you know, words but in actions. And how the actions were the things that spoke the most to her at that time. That was a really big experience for me.
This only continues as long as Christian people in Blacktown support the ministry. You understand that? Like, it's not as if we're all the funds for that CODIS work. There has been 2 days a week for Bay for chaplaincy, but apart from that, over the last 13, 14 years, the money has come from people like yourself who hear this sort of ministry, who are committed to the proclaiming of the ministry, and who are prepared to be generous. That's the only way it happens. You think about how else does the name of Jesus be told in the schools of Blacktown High School? How else? There is no other way. And all the more now with the rise of independent Christian schools, where there's less Christians in the school. Where 20 years ago we may have had ICFs happen because there's Christian kids there, Christian teachers. There are very few Christian teachers and students in schools and high schools, so it's even harder than maybe when you or I went to school 20, 30, 40 years ago. So there are pamphlets there. I would encourage you to give, certainly one-offs, but certainly the best way is regular giving, and all the pamphlets, there's all information there. You can give through our own box, and we've been doing that for many years. And I just want to express my appreciation for you as a church. We have been an important link in maintaining COVID over the years, and it's all, you know, I do appreciate the support of this church, and even just allowing me to go and do that. This is a part of our ministry. You know, if you're hearing about these people, these workers going and talking to people like Tash said, self-harm, it's because people like you have allowed me and others to do that sort of work and financed. So I do appreciate that and your prayers. So I want to pray, and I want to we'll conclude. And these guys will be around for a while. Please, talk to them. You know, just encourage them, and do all that we can to support them, because it is our ministry. If we can only see that, it is our ministry. These guys go and do the hard yards. I tell you, and it is hard yards. School's changed, and it is really difficult. So let me just pray for these guys.